AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Major disruptions for air travelers today after a government system that offers safety information to pilots broke down. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the priority now is
to understand the root cause, understand how it could have led to this level of disruption, and understand how to make sure that it does not happen again.
FlightAware.com reports more than 1,300 cancellations and 9,000 delays.
At Newark Airport, Gary and Sharon Swanson wondered if their flight would take off.
We're going on a cruise today, so we hope we're not delayed too long.
Right now, we're delayed for an hour.
At Reagan Airport in D.C., Ryan Osaki was trying to figure out how to get to a work conference.
My flight was at 10. They grounded everything until 9. Then they delayed the original 10 o'clock, and now my connecting flight is still on time.
I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine is denying Russian claims that the eastern town of Soledar has fallen, releasing video claiming to show its forces stopping advancing Russians. Meantime, another shakeup in the Russian military, its top officer taking control of troops fighting in Ukraine. The head of the National Transportation Safety Board is expressing concerns about the safety risks heavy electric vehicles could pose if they collide with lighter vehicles. The GMC Hummer's battery pack alone weighs 2,900 pounds, roughly the entire weight of a typical Honda Civic. Fresh data on inflation due tomorrow. On Wall Street, stocks rose, the Dow up 0.8%, the S&P 1.3%, and the NASDAQ 1.8%. Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has been released from hospital a little more than a week after going into cardiac arrest during a game. Head coach Sean McDermott.
Grateful first and foremost that he's home and with his parents and his brother, which is great. I'm sure it's felt like a long time since he's been able to be home.
And guitarist Jeff Beck has died at 78. Beck pushed the boundaries of blues, jazz, and rock and roll, becoming known as the guitar player's guitar player. This is AP News. The White House says First Lady Jill Biden has had two cancerous lesions removed in an outpatient procedure today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Doctors at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center removed the cancerous lesions from above the 71-year-old First Lady's right eye and her chest. President Biden's doctor says both are confirmed to be the most common type of skin cancer and the most curable. It grows slowly and seldom becomes life-threatening. A third lesion on her left eyelid was being examined. The president went to Walter Reed with the First Lady this morning and spent much of the day there.
This is about his wife today. He wanted to be there to support her.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre notes the Bidens have been married 45 years. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.